This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. Watch this.
My man, they got me, Figgy. They got me, Reggie.
Who got you?
This weekend, man, those Mike Tyson and Jake Paul commercials were all over the place. And I'm catching myself going, yeah, where do I sign up? I'm all in. Dude, and then the pictures of Mike Tyson looking not 58. not 58.
At least not conventionally 58 like the rest of us.
Exactly. And then I saw the Tyson quote. About that old Mike Tyson, how did he put it? Every time I drink or get ready to fight, Iron Mike returns, and I break out in handcuffs. Unfortunately, I have to fight and be that guy. I wish I could stop that guy. That guy haunts me. I wish I could stop that guy. I wish that guy died, but he's here again. I'm in.
And so come out and watch me fight. Friday, November 15th.
That's
so,
like the so perfect.
You about to buy it?
Oh, for sure.
Wait, does it have to be bought?
Or it's on Netflix.
That's why I was asked. Oh, okay, yeah, okay, that's on, right. I forgot it's on Netflix.
No, you said that, and I really hadn't considered. Well, I mean, you know how these things go, man. The streamers start with, oh man, look, this is as long as you have a subscription. That's how DAZN started.
Yeah,
remember DAZN was like, well, this is a place you have the subscription, you get all the fights, and then they started doing pay per views, and I was like, what is the point?
Yeah. But I'm like,
ESPN Plus did the same thing for UFC as well.
It started out when this was. It's been in several months now, practically a year, right? That they've been talking about. This.
Well, this one also got pushed back.
Remember? It got pushed back too, but it's been at least pushing a year, right? And at first, I was like, "Eh, whatever. It's going to be an exhibition. They're going to be, you know, shadow boxing and all this." And now I'm like, "Oh, I can't wait!
Sanctioned fight.
Oh, I can't wait."
AT&T Stadium. Yeah, I mean, that's also kind of how fights work, especially in this
era.
In this era where they're not, if you're not doing like a real fight, and I think you know what I mean when I say that is like. Yeah. Within the structure of real champion slash contender, like all these, these kind of things that have been put together for spectacle, you're always like, man, that's stupid. And you get closer and you're like, oh, the intrigue has got me. I want to see it.
I'm
the
in.
FOMO. Yep. So that's where we're about to be.
Wild.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So I do something that I'm really not supposed to do, and I'm actually afraid of admitting on air.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're here.
But it was kind of necessary this weekend. I'm kind of glad I did it.
Okay. Now we're all intrigued.
So I had to go back up to Dallas one more time to get myself settled on the old apartment, which is done.
Yeah.
Officially, fully in 100%. Resident of Houston, love doing it.
Did you do the Will Smith last look at the apartment?
I sure did.
Before you cut the light off?
Got to do it, man.
Yeah.
It's a rite of passage. But I had to drive back down yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was a full day of football yesterday.
Yes, there was.
So while I was driving down, on my cellular device was Red Zone. And that works out a lot better than I care to admit.
Yeah.
Like, I do not encourage other people to do this, but being able to keep up with that Lions Green Bay game while I was on 45, that worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
So I understand. Very reckless to have a game on, and I tried as much as I could to keep my eyes on the actual
I'm sure you did.
And listen to Scott Hansen let me know what happened.
Yeah.
But I peeked a few times.
And
it was fun. I was still able to I didn't think I'd be able to keep up with the game as well as I did. But I did.
How did you like the St. Brown touchdown celebration?
Oh,
did you see that while you're driving?
Oh yeah, the
The headstand?
Yeah, that came from UIW. There was a cat at UIW, and that actually filtered into the league a couple of times. So I thought that was really fun.
It was great. You're not going to get any judgment from me, man.
Well, it's dangerous, man. Motor vehicles are crazy heavy machinery.
Don't listen to these guys.
No, don't listen to us. Do as we say, not as we do.
And it's one of the most...
Keep your hands on the wheel. Yes. 10-2
Focus.
Yep.
Getting on these roads is really one of the most dangerous things that we do. We never think about it, but more deaths happen on the roadways than airline deaths and all these types of things. Right?
No, it's a very dangerous thing.
And we really should take it, you know, with the level of seriousness that it deserves. But also, football was on, and I needed to be up to date.
Again, no judgment from me, but don't do as we do. Do as we say.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Watch this.
These are my confessions. It's up, man.
What's that?
It's up. The Christmas tree is up, man.
Oh, no.
She put the tree up, man.
Couldn't stop it.
Last night, she put it up.
So Mariah Carey is going around your house
it
now?
It was. So I went to the Dynamo game yesterday, and it wasn't up during that time.
Yeah.
By the time I got home, Christmas music was going. She had a candle that had the scent of hot cocoa.
Oh, God.
And she put the tree up, man.
Wait, all right. So is that good or bad? The candles that smell like food but are not indeed food?
Man, HEB sells one that smells like a buttered tortilla.
I hate those so much.
Oh, man. Really?
It's not awesome. Buttered tortillas.
It's awesome.
The candles that smell like food. Because now I want the food and now the food's nice.
We have a blueberry pancake smell. And it smells good as hell.
Yeah, it does.
But you'll be pissed off if you wake up and there ain't nothing cooking.
Exactly.
But back to the Christmas decoration.
That's right.
Yeah.
What is she doing?
Look, this is my confession. I'm actually fine with it this year, man. Oh. It kind of put me in the mood a little bit, man.
But you shouldn't be yet.
It's so early, man. It's so early, man.
I mean, maybe even like next week.
She wasn't rolling, man.
Man, what are we going to do?
Man, I don't know, but...
We ain't even had Food's birthday yet. I'm so mad.
No, we have not.
The tree is up, though,
we
man.
We have not.
Yikes.
So I'm watching the god-awful AFC South yesterday.
Correct.
And it got me...
I don't know. Buck was out here hooping, man.
Buck was hooping, but that's still... Joe Flacco, yikes. But anyway, and it got me thinking about something that I should never think about again. But I sure hope the Texans don't start talking about, well, we won the division title. Because that reminds me of someone.
Let me find this.
Bad memories. This division is so bad.
Doesn't matter, Brian. But AFC South champions 2 years in a row, Brian.
Please don't.
Doesn't matter what it looked like.
Please don't.
But it does, though.
It does.
But it does, though.
I've said this before, Reggie, and I've always believed it. If you are hanging your hat on division championships, that's a losing organization.
Isn't that kind of what we were making fun of the Colts for when they hung up the AFC championship participant banner?
Division championships are nice if you haven't won one in a while and all that, or if it's a really heated battle.
That one last year was really nice.
Yes, because nice.
He was not expecting that one.
I'm not dumping on a division title, but if you're hanging your hat on, hey, we won the division 3 years, that's for losers.
Especially with the expectations that this team came into the season with.
Please, I went to a very dark place when I saw this and Texans struggling. All these other AFC teams are making moves. And I'm like, man, they're going to say we won the division, aren't they?
Better not.
These are my
confessions. I think I am coming to terms with a level of mortality.
Oh, okay.
That I did not realize. Yeah, completely different word. that I did not think that I was going to have to do in my soaring naivete of youth. My back hurts because I played pickup basketball yesterday.
Welcome to the
man.
Club.
You still out there trying to play with the young bucks?
Man, I was doing this as recently as like 4 months ago, and it was cool. Man. Like on a weekly basis.
Did they call you OG on the court? Hey, OG.
No, pick up
OG over there.
No, man. But I apparently did not play pickup basketball for like 3 months, and my back was like, oh, we don't do that anymore.
Hey, I got Unk with the bucket hat.
Unk.
We don't do that anymore. So, yeah, man, my back is letting me know that either I need to get a lot more, I need to get a lot more work, or I need a foam roller, or I need to put that massage gun to work. But, yeah, I'm not in a good way right now.
This ain't back in the day.
No, it is not. Back in the day, 5 months ago.
Think about the old days.
The old days.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to have your back, no pun intended, on this for a little bit. I think if you start playing some more, you'll be all right. Maybe not like old days, but you got about 4 or 5 years left, and then you're going to have to retire. I mean, just stop playing. Just stop. For your own damn
I'm just going to say that I'm out of shape. I'm just going to say I'm out of shape and that it's not over yet.
I think if you work at it, play a little more, you'll be all right. But
I am
enjoy
at that,
it while you can, because you don't got much time left.
Yeah, I am at that level of hooper age where it's like you can't just walk in and hoop.
Exactly.
You got to have the pregame routine.
Yeah.
And I did not
you
have
You actually got to stretch.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't just jump out of bed and hoop.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So tomorrow I'm supposed to be shooting some content for a dog resort.
A dog resort?
Yeah, so it's a place called Canine Pet Resort.
Nice.
And I needed a dog. So I hit up friend of the family, mm-hmm. and got a lot of people might be familiar with this dog. I used to watch this dog a lot. His name is Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So he came over yesterday. He's still over at the crib. And I gotta confess, man, I don't know if I'm gonna get this dog back, man.
Keep
what?
It.
I might just have to keep the dog, because see, the thing is, the parent, the person dog that I'm watching, she don't really want the dog. She only got the dog for her kid.
Mm-hmm.
The kid is growing up and don't really care about the dog. And the only time she complains about giving the dog away is somebody bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, little girl, you don't want this dog. Like, give me this dog.
Yeah, I'm glad you explained that, because you sounded really mean for a second there that you were going to steal somebody's
dog. Take this
dog.
Little girl's dog.
I'm going to just keep it. I'm going to just keep it till she say, hey, I want the dog back. She got to come get it.
But I've met Jackson, and Jackson's an awesome dog. I'm looking at a video of him right now that you posted, and he's awesome. Look, I think you got to negotiate this. How old's the little girl?
She's going to the sixth grade next year.
So I think in front of the parents, not behind their back, say, look, I don't know if your parents really want this dog and they've been keeping it and they don't want to keep it.
Oh, wow.
And I think you're very emotionally attached to Jackson. I'll give you $100.
I think you love Jackson very much.
But would you let me have him for $100?
That's what I was thinking about. I was going to actually negotiate behind her mom, because the mom is fine with it. The mom like, hey, you can have it if you want. Mm-hmm. Like, she ain't even trying to charge me. She like, hey, you can have it.
Yeah.
But I think I'm gonna offer the little girl like $100.
Yeah.
And then tell her, anytime you want to see the dog, you can come get it.
Yeah.
Anytime. Just got to bring it back.
Yeah, you need Jack.
Yeah, it could be mine and yours.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
To use Red from Friday. This our bike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I think I'm gonna do that. I'm going to keep it as long as I can until she actually come and get it.
All right. Those are our lunchtime confessions right here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. We just too old for pickup basketball and
stealing dogs
and all that on a Reaction Monday. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Coming up next, let's go around the AFC South. Let's see the division that the Texans should win, what they did this weekend. We'll do that next.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.